He's not on today. Maybe on his way back. No, but I'm from the nation.
That's the pressure when you come back.
Too late in this month.
Okay. Start now.
We spoke yesterday, started Perek Dalet. We spoke yesterday about the two Yetzer, the Yetzer for the Bezora and the Yetzer for Right. The Yetzer for the Zora is the Yetzer Chitzoni, and the Yetzer for Right is the Yetzer Pinimi. And as we proved very convincingly, conclusively yesterday, the Yetzer Hara for what the Zora really just covers over and allows and justifies the Yetzer Hara for Right. So let's try to understand today what is the Yitzhak Dalais. When the angels Nesa Gadola killed the Yates of Ara for Vodazora, they wanted to also kill the Yates of Ara for Arias, and they were told, Im Targu is what Leilam, if you kill the Yates of Ara for Arias, we'll destroy the whole world, the end of the world. As Bonavin, Yetzer Zehumi is Sadia Oilo, Lechain the Bitula is Botla Oilo. This Yetzer is the foundation of the world. And if you mevatel the Yetzer Hara for Raias, you mevatel the world. That for a while? Huh?
They did that.
What?
You got the
that's what we said. That's exactly the that's the sugar we're in. Excellent. Good. Colin Yoina Shal Yetzer Zehu is Anek Hamedi al Cheshbon Ascha Hanitzcha. The foundation of this Yetzer, the root of this Yetzer, is the concept of immediate gratification as opposed to a long-term benefit. You take an immediate benefit, an immediate pleasure at the expense of a long-term benefit, as opposed to pushing off an immediate benefit for a long, immediate pleasure for a long-term benefit. That didn't turn an adult and a child. The begin in the pasuk ki nechmad ha'etz lemora v'ki ayvehu le'nai. The tree was very nechmad chamud to the sight, and very lustful for the eyes. Adam anich shal beinyan ze areu misafik et misafik es yitzrei haragoy. It's an immediate thing. Bli lachshov al ma yeh achakach. He doesn't think about what's going to be. What's the future consequences of what I'm doing now? Al cheshbon ma. Einu mechashev scha aveira keneged hapseida. He doesn't make a cheshbon, how much am I getting paid for the aveira, and what's the loss? Simple business decision, yeah? It's a very good deal, but I'm going to lose more than I'm going to get. Dover zehu hefech kol tafkideinu ba'olam hazeh. It's not just off the path of it. It's the opposite of why we are. Koish samashel yadua al shayol sherotze lichanes lekerem velo latzliach lachdo derech hapirtza. There was a fox who wanted to go into the pen to steal the chickens or whatever, but he couldn't get in, so what did he do? Some shleishi yamin benichnas. He fasted for 3 days. And then he was small enough and he could squeeze in. So they went and they pulled himself up. He ate all the chickens, whatever, but then he couldn't get out again. So what do? You fast in order to get out. That's a very powerful marshal there. You came out of your mother's belly naked and you will leave here in the same dress. And you go back in the same clothes you were born with. What's supposed to do? I missed that one. Okay, I don't know what it was. What he should have done was, that's a good question. So what should he have done? He couldn't get through the fence. So what should he have done? He should have fasted for 3 days, gone in, not eaten the grapes while he was in there, taken them outside and then eaten them. But then he's adding a lab of taste. He got a lot of pleasure from them once he'd gone out, and he wouldn't have got trapped inside of it. So just waited a little bit, and not eat them straight away. I didn't know fox like grapes. I would have had him chicken. That's normal, Shani. The person has a job here, is to rule over his yates. To gather and collect and gain property that's going to help him when he gets out of the vineyard. All the things you collected in this world, gold and money and shares and properties, don't go with you next to the next world. What goes to the next world is Torah, Maisim, Tovim, Bilvad. So what are you collecting? Yetzer Gilo Arayas, the Yetzer for Gilo Arayas, Shuhofo Hashlita Vaipa. It's the opposite of controlling and ruling over your Yetzer. Ain't no shit or ideology. There's no shit or ideology. The Yetzer Hara for Rise doesn't have an ideology. It's not something you can have a conversation about. Ela is almus mina metara amitis shebishvila libroil. It is avoiding, ignoring the goal that a person was created for. Our purpose in this world is to use this world as the preparation room before you go into the prophet, into the main room. The Yetzer for Arias is the desire to have all your pleasure and benefit at the expense of the real world. This decision to have a momentary pleasure at the expense of eternity, as we mentioned before, that's the committing suicide every minute, is the complete stira to why we're in this world. And why and how we are a shutter for my sabratius. To see what that means. Kivin Shayin a shut for su asias atzmoy. Leo is clearer in the Kabbalist a shefa loki. What is this shut for? Let's just take a few minutes out. You haven't learned the first chaylik, which we spent months dealing with. Please get this clear. Let's just finish the paragraph and we'll come back to understand what does it mean we shut for my sabratius. The Indian of Shutras is making oneself into a vessel that is fitting to receive that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. Like Adam Rishon was given the Bechira, and Lechasach Amara Einav, V'taybos Liboy, V'lo Liyo Shutra Febriya, or his Gabenot HaVosel, or HaNok, Ach Shaviyot, Yishvil Mataran, Ele Yoyse, Dovu Yoyse, Shehu, Atayne, Ganitza, Lechnat. Adam Rishon was given a Bechira, either to go after what he sees here in this world and what he lusts for and desires in this world looks very beautiful, and not to be a partner in my Sabratius, or to meet Gaber on his Tivers and to forego the immediate pleasure for a greater purpose, an eternal purpose, eternal Tiver. Maybe just go a little bit further. And he's probably going to tap a lot of the loose ends for us himself. Zois void. Lord Nivra Adam Elin Isaiah Hashem Elahanus Mizim Shkinosa. A person was only created for pleasure. That's why he was created. When Hashem created the world, he had one goal and one goal only, and he will fulfill his goal no matter what you do to stop him. He wants to give you pleasure. He's dragging you by the scruff of your neck into Gan Eden. That's all he's trying to do for 6,000 years is get us back into the neighbor. He put us there. We messed up. He tried to get us back there a few times, and we keep saying, no, 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 we don't want to go. But he'll get us there, because that's why he created the world, and he ain't going bankrupt. He's a good businessman, Hashem. If he started a business, it has to, by the way, get to where he went, where he wants it to go to. It has to. Because if his original Rotson was that, then the end has to be the same as his Rotson. Because him and his Rotson are the same thing. The ultimate reason why he created the world has to be fulfilled. In fact, that's why everything's happening in the world is only for one, that goal. It means donated. Everything, because we need it right on me. Everything that's happening in the world is only there for one reason. To get me into donated. That's what it's all about. There's Bechir, oh, there's big Bechir. How are you going to get there, and whether you get there or not, is Bechira. You may not get there. No, no. Hashem created the world to give pleasure. He gives everyone an opportunity to be the clean kibbutz of that pleasure. But you could opt out if you want. Hashem just needs one person to opt in, and he's got him to fulfill the purpose of the world. And he's overburdening you with unbelievable pleasure. That's what he wants to give. And you can choose not to go if you don't want. Hold on 1 second, look here. Not so possible. Not so possible. You can't go. Brilliant business. How many people came out of Mitzrayim? A fifth of what? How many?
I don't know.
600,000 men between the ages of 20 and 60. A woman and children in the Arab world, a couple million. How many came out of those 600,000? That was the purpose of the tribe, made it into Eretz Yisrael. Two. Haled and Yeshua. I'm talking about the 600,000, the Shish Ribo, which is the core, that's what it's about. Two out of 600,000. That sounds like a good business, huh? And it's going to be. Huh? Did it be word for it? See, whoa. Slow down. Let me just deal with this one. One second. We're talking about Olam HaBa, we're talking about this world and Olam HaBa. Build this world in this world.
No, what I'm saying is to get to the ultimate purpose of Canada. I think this person, me right now, is who doesn't want to go, but the next.
The next girl's you as well. It's your neshama. All on neshama. Okay. Not that I know. Okay. Once again, you're talking about Gilgulim and whatever. First, we have to lay down foundation. Understand the principles, and then we'll deal with details.
With the same ratio,
huh?
It's not going to be saying the amount.
So the Meshes Chochma says when Mashiach comes, it could be the same ratio as well.
Really?
The Mashiach will come for two people. He says it for food.
I'm on.
Who else besides you, Baba?
I never said I'm going to be there.
It's not like the business.
I have $1 million that I want to give away. I can give that $1 million because I just get pleasure from giving. Yeah, I just love giving. I want to give this $1 million away. I have $1 million to give away. Anybody who wants to come get a share of this $1 million, please come. If one guy comes, I'm fulfilled my purpose. I gave $1 million to one person. Two people come and give each one 500,000. Me, that makes it difference. I gave my $1 million.
That's one side. But what happens if you lose? It's always
like, Hashem can't lose. Hashem can't win. Hashem can't know. Hashem is how people do it. Hashem just wants to give. He has an infinite desire to give. No one gets to who he's giving to.
This is like most of them get punished.
No, not punished. There's no punishment. There's nothing more than punishment. We're way before reward and punishment. We're in Hashem's Rotson to give. That's where we're holding now. Long before Bria Sa'ilam, long before reward and punishment, long before anything. Hashem has a Rotson to give. So he's going to create a Marechet and a system in which he's going to give. And he gives you a choice to be the recipient of that good or not to be the recipient of that good. As long as one person, remember, Hashem created the world for only one person. And that one person was going to be the fulfillment of the prayer. Had Adam and Rishon chosen to do what he was supposed to do, that would have been the end of it. That would have been done. He would have got the prize and Hashem would have given it to one person. That's what Hashem needs. Hashem needs one person that chooses to be a shutif in my separation. Avraham Avinu came along and said, I'll be that one person.
But the numbers aren't good.
Numbers don't matter to Hashem. That's what you don't understand. You're American. So numbers make a difference. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, numbers don't make a difference. The kamut's irrelevant. It's the echut that matters. If I have one person, Hashem said, that's prepared to be a shutif for my separation, I'll give it all to him, but as long as I can give.
If you look at 600,000, that means what you're doing is not so ayayay.
No, what Hashem's not doing, Hashem's at the bechira.
And everyone's losing.
Not everyone's losing. They chose
everyone, but two people made their choice of his words.
One second. Let's say the words I did say. Don't do words, mama. Because you're missing the whole point here. I'm trying to get you back on track.
Yeah.
A Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you bechira. You have Bechira, you don't have Bechira. You have Bechira, so you can choose to opt out. You can choose, then you don't have Bechira. You have Bechira, you don't have Bechira.
We don't have
Bechira,
but not
Jewish. No, we're not supposed to be Jewish or not. Can you opt out from being a sitter for my separation? That's my question. Whether can you be a Jew or not? You're a Jew, you're now in the system. Now you can choose to be part of eternity, or you can choose to be not part of eternity. You have Bechira? So now you can choose to opt out. Do you not have Bechira? No, so make up your mind.
No, you're representing it all or nothing. One into one.
What do you mean all or nothing? Either you can choose to be part of eternity and go to Olam Haba, or you can choose to be not part of eternity and stay here.
There's no middle ground.
There's another world. There's another world. Once again, there's another world besides Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. That's like a gray middle area. I don't know about. Ani lo yada, ani yishen zolam abayim, zolam agot. There's doing the rotsi rishen. There's doing. No, tzadik in Russia. If a stup the kop, I don't know yada ma medabrim. Who is anything about tzadik in Russia?
By the way, there is saying
it. You're putting what? You're putting what? I never said that.
That's what it is.
Am I talking about tzadik in Russia?
No.
Am I talking about tzadik in Russia?
Yeah.
I'm up to Binyamin, I'm from that Tzadik in Russia here. I'm talking about your choice to be a shooter for my separation from a very good Tzadik in Russia. Nothing. You're way off the track. Good, now you can stop learning.
Baruch Hashem.
When you don't know, then you can stop learning. Good. So let's understand the sugya properly. Let's see what he's saying here. Let the Sefer teach you what he's trying to teach you, and don't filter through anything you've learned before that may or may not be true. Come clean. You can hold on to your ideas afterwards, you'll bring them back. Maybe you're right, maybe I'm wrong. I don't have a right to about Tzadik in Russia. I'm talking about either you're going to Olam HaNetzi or you're part of Olam HaZeh. There's no middle ground there. It can't be, because otherwise it's a third world, and I don't know about a third world. You're either in Olam Haba, you're not in Olam Haba. You either yeah now or you at home. No, maybe there's a middle ground. There's no middle ground. Either yeah, you're there.
We're trying to understand.
Who's talking about mitzvahs?
I don't understand.
You said Shema this morning?
Yes.
You did. Yeah. You said Vatas
Yeah.
Why don't you say Vahim Shemoya all the mitzvahs first? And then say after the Shemana Kefa.
Yeah, I do. And then you have the that's the secret.
All right, let's go back to Lord Talorotze. I learned a lesson the hard way. Many years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. When a New Yorker believes something, that's not going to be a good thing. Give it a call.
I don't know anything.
I said to listen, once again.
Tell me, does the Kasha keep it comfortable?
100%. But the Kasha's come after you've understood what the Rebbe's saying.
Yeah.
Ponta first shush and listen. But then you can ask Kasha on what I'm saying. You're asking Kasha's stump. I never said a word about mitzvahs. I'm not in the world of mitzvahs. I don't exist in the world of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs have nothing to do with it.
You were the one in the Kasha, or not?
All I said was, is you have the Bechira to go and be a Ben Olam Haba. The Bechira not to be an Olam Haba. That's all I said. We started talking about mitzvahs.
I don't know what that means.
I know you don't know what it means.
So we
truck. Hold on one second. I can't build a sugya, okay, based on your misunderstanding. I build a sugya, yeah, and then you, when I'm finished, can have a look and say, okay, what about this? What about this? But you have to allow me to build the building. I'm busy building a building. Except when it rains, there's water going to come in.
Yeah, one second.
Where are you going to put a roof? There's nowhere to put a roof. I know we haven't done the foundations yet. You already talked about the roof. Let the builder build the building. Also, you can say, one second, why is there a holy movie?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Why did you put this brick here and not there? Why is the bathroom in the kitchen? You want somebody making bread with Muhammad's famous marshal. Huh? Robert Collins' name is Moshe. What's a guy watching the bread making process? He's got 50,000 kashas. You take these seeds that you could eat and you plant them in the ground. You got a beautiful nice field with lovely flowers and you dug it up and messed it up. What do you do? And then you take the food and you plant it, you throw it away, you bury the ground. Ah, then you understand. You see little seeds growing up. Oh, the states don't understand what he's doing. Very happy, yeah? Then he starts throwing water. Oh, and it's expensive. And he's not training to the field. Then he sees it growing and growing in the stacks. Oh, that's the bulb. You've got this beautiful field, man. You've got these lovely flowers. And then the big machine comes around and chops it all down. He goes, what are you doing? You're sugar. So he says, wait 1 second. And he takes all the things that they cut down and take them to a big machine and he grinds and he chops it up and he makes it into flour. And then he pours water and he makes this big bush. Because mama's paying him, we mark the airport. And then he understands when the guy shapes it into a loaf of bread, he understands, oh, now I'm standing for that bread. That's what this is all worth. That was what it was for. It's Gavaldi. No, this is how Robert Fun explained the Holocaust before it happened. He just wrote a book about the Holocaust. He got killed in the Holocaust. And he wrote a book before the Holocaust. And he started this as the answer to the Holocaust before the Holocaust happened. Come in. So you see, the guy with the loaf of ice is so happy. That whole thing of chopping up the ground and cutting it. Oh, yes, I'm there. And then he sees the guy taking the thing and throwing it into an oven. And he can't stand it anymore. He runs out the room. So Robert Fund, he waited half an hour. He would have seen the loaf of bread coming out of the oven. He would have seen the But he ran out before. He said, you do the same thing. You're learning subjects that you've never learned before. In the Marshall, we use here very often. You've got a China. Right? You take it to a restaurant, kosher, my husband there in China. And you see these guys eating with chopsticks. Why do people eat with chopsticks? In America, we eat with forks. Why do they eat with chopsticks here? You're in China. They eat with chopsticks. Sadly, you don't eat with chopsticks. You might decide to live there. When you step into a new world, which is what this sacred is for you, it's a whole new world. You've never been there before. You don't have the basic understanding of the subject, not the principles. Learn the principle, understand the principle. And then as we start applying them, you'll see how they fit together. Then you'll have kashas and fruits. And there'll be a lot of sorry feelings afterwards that we don't understand. Also, the kosher part of the system. But you first have to understand the system we're working in. Yeah. Got it? Excellent. Now we're on the same page. But it's a shame we can carry on. Got it. Say that's the goal of the world. The Kodesh Baruch created a world for you to have pleasure. He wants you to have the greatest pleasure. What's the greatest pleasure you can have? Lisanei gan Hashem in this world. Ulahano is miziv shchinosa in the next world. The called dover ve'olam yesh yuad. Al kisei yeshvim berechev noisim ma ayod she'olav ha'odem mechaven. Everything in this world has a destination, has a purpose, a chance for sitting on, a car for driving. Yeah, everything has a purpose. Nothing in the world that doesn't have a purpose. What's the purpose of a man? What's his goal that he has to get to? Lisane, pleasure. That is the major driving force of a human being, of a person. Every decision a person ever makes, from the minute he was born to the minute he dies, is based on one foundation. Lisanik, the pleasure principle. And so if you don't know what you enjoy, you're in a lot of trouble. What's your pleasure? Umashi titen loy loy masapikos. Oh, sorry, mi regel le dosa del muna. Umashi titen loy loy masapikos. Kein adam meis vechitzi tavosu biyoda. Remember how it's in the first people? They'll never be satisfied. Because Chazan already told us that no one leaves this world with half his desires fulfilled. Matzav ze shoda mechapes panugo is nitzayim bonu letachris achas.
You know why you have this drive for pleasure? That it'll get you to the ultimate purpose, which is Lisanag al Hashem. You were created for pleasure. But Hashem doesn't want you just to have pleasure. Hashem doesn't want you just to have pleasure. He wants you to have to the ultimate pleasure. So there's plenty of pleasure in this world. How many levels? 5 levels of pleasure in this world. Yeah, you know that? You knew there were 5 levels of pleasure in this world?
I don't know.
You thought there were 50. I'm giving you this 5.
Come on.
50 levels of pleasure. That's also
that's
pleasure.
That's not pleasure.
That's pleasure. Oh, no. Nisanig and Hashem's in this world, my boy.
We have 100.
We have 5 levels of pleasure. That's the sake of chinuch. 5 levels of pleasure. Some categories. We'll talk about that sometime as well. Okay. Of course, both created worlds of pleasure, but he wants you to have the ultimate pleasure. He wants you to fly first class. He wants you there in the baggage compartment. He wants you flying mamash in your own private jet. Yeah? So that's ultimate pleasure. So it gives you a drive for pleasure, and it gives you a bechira that you can choose which pleasure you want. Do you want to have the pleasure here in this world now? Or do you want the ultimate pleasure there? But he says, I'll give you a taste of that pleasure here as well. This Agen Hashem is in this world as well. We'll discuss that for sure. That's Mefurashim Mesilus Yesharim teaches you. Most people think the Mesilus Yesharim is like, you know, fire and brimstone, Gehenna and whatever. Mesilus Yesharim teaches you how to this Agen Hashem in this world. And by that, to get the Lama's music to us. But yes, black and white as far as the Lama Ba and the Lama Zeh is concerned. You can't be the Lama Ba and the Lama Zeh. The end of the Lama Zeh. You're the Lama Ba and the Lama Zeh. I know you don't. I'm just saying the words. We'll see. Hopefully by the time we finish, you'll know what it means. There's a lot of Akdamas here which we've been working on for the last 20 years that you're missing. We have to catch up with you. One of two things. Either they've gotten the understanding, that's why they're in question, or they're just so sick of hearing me that they've been backed up so badly that they don't ask questions anymore. One of those two, you take your time.
Okay. Hanani looks battered. Good.